The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, June the 3rd, and I've got my friend over here, Andrea Shelton.
How are you?
Good to have you here, Andrea. We're going to talk about composting today.
Composting.
Yeah. So composting is so important because it helps our gardens grow, right?
Well, first of all, it keeps garbage out of the landfill.
Yeah, that's number one.
First and foremost thing, we want to keep kitchen scraps, scraps from your yard, other scraps from your yard. We want to keep that stuff out of the landfill. It does not belong in the landfill.
Okay.
So we
where it does belong is in a compost bin.
In a compost bin.
And then going back into the garden.
Correct. You know, completing the cycle.
Yes. Now, you're going to have a master I've heard of master gardeners before, but I've never heard of master composters.
It's very similar. It's a brand new program. It's modeled after a program in New York. Mm-hmm. We have a certified master composter that's going to be teaching the class. It's brand new. I just completed the pilot program. Mm-hmm. It's a three-day program, you know, 2 hours a day from 6 to 8. It's June 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
And we're just asking people to register if they're interested. It's very, very similar to the Master Gardener program.
Is there a cost?
There's no cost. It's free of charge.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay. So you can be a part of the Master Composting program, and mm-hmm. you can become a Master Composter.
Correct. And you'll receive certification from the City of Columbia, and the only obligation that the Master Composter has is to give a certain number of volunteer hours to the city itself, you know, promoting and supporting our composting
okay,
programs.
So that's the pay.
That's the pay.
That's the paying for
that's
it.
The cost.
You give a little bit back.
Your time is the cost.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
It is. It's great.
So when's the program again?
June 24th, 25th, and 26th. Now, in subsequent years, it's going to be a little earlier in the season, but we just completed the pilot program, mm-hmm. so we wanted to make sure it was ready to go.
People need to sign up ahead of time.
Yes. Call me.
Yeah. What's your number?
874-6271.
874-6271. And if she doesn't answer...
Or you can email me.
You can email. Email would be better, but give her a call. If she doesn't answer... She'll call you back.
I'll call you back.
I'm the only one you don't call back.
That's not true. Stop.
Okay.
Get me in trouble.
You're my friend. 874-6271.
Yes.
And you can sign up for the Master Composting Program.
It's really very interesting. We had a select group of 10 people that completed the pilot program. They had a lot of input. And yeah. so we've really tailored the program to be really easy and simple for our citizens.
Okay. All right. And it's 2 hours, right?
2 hours. That's not a lot of time.
No. Thank you, Andrea. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
You're fun to, she's fun to talk with. Are you going to be at the program?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
I teach a little small part of the class.
You do?
Yeah, just
and the 8x10 glossies will be available?
I do not. Those aren't of any interest to anyone anymore.
Okay, if you go to the program, ask her where her 8x10 glossies are. All right. Hey, we go back about that frost that you said there wasn't going to be a frost.
Paul, don't do that to me.
You've got a lot of phone calls.
I got several phone calls about that. There was a frost after I swore that there would not be
one. Not going to be a frost. I told you. You can never be sure, Andrea.
No.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
having
me.
Now, we turn to two guys who, first time on Radio Friends, and they are leaving the country very soon for a short time. Rick Baker and Adam Beckett. Good to have both of you here.
Thanks for having us.
And you're on a medical mission trip to provide relief to refugees of the Syrian civil war, right?
Yes.
How did this come about?
Adam and I started doing these international medical trips in response to the Haiti earthquake in 2010.
Is this part of the university healthcare?
This is us doing it primarily on our own. We represent the university and are projecting international medicine through the university, but this is us taking our time and our money and doing these trips on our own.
You're doing it all on your own?
We are.
Why? Why did you decide to do this?
For me, it's what I got into medicine for. It's to put myself out there and take care of somebody else. And in these situations where we go internationally, it's a non-cynical healthcare environment. These people want the help. They appreciate the help. They need the help. And that's something that we really respond to and enjoy getting back out in the field and doing.
Have both of you done this before?
We've done quite a few trips between the both of us, I think, over 25, 26 trips, really all over the world, Africa, Asia, South America. We get around, and a lot of need, unfortunately. So.
And you'll be gone how long?
About 11th through the 23rd. So be working clinic about 8 days, about 10 days total in countries. So.
Has there ever been, and I'm sure there is, it's a bad question, but I'll ask you anyway, ever been anything that just absolutely shocked you beyond belief?
For me, when I was in Haiti, the thing that shocked me the most after they had endured an earthquake is they didn't feel cursed for having to go through it. They felt blessed for surviving it. Their outlook, their spirit is impressive. And mm-hmm. when we go and go into these places that have nothing and lose what little they have, it makes us very humbled when we come back here.
Realize what we have back here.
Absolutely.
What about you, Adam?
I think I was prior military back in the day and always felt a need to get back once I got out of the Marine Corps. And this was a way to get back out to the world and serve. And things just kind of fell into place after the earthquake. We started doing more of these missions and put this company together, which we work with now, trying to increase people's participation in this sort of work.
Yeah.
So.
If people listening to us, if somebody listening feels compelled to do something like this, how do they start? How do they begin?
There's a couple different ways you can do it. There's the one that we want to talk about the most is a web page that Adam has created, and it's called globalfirstresponder.com. Mm-hmm. This web page is a portal for people like us in the medical field of all disciplines, whether we're doctors, nurses, medics, whatever, to go and see where the needs are around the world, what companies or agencies are working in that area, how to get in touch with them. And then a lot of it is our experiences once we're there. International medical trips can be rather intimidating to people that haven't done them before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's
the web address, again, for people to go to if they want more information?
GlobalFirstResponder.com.
Okay. And you're going to Jordan, correct?
We are.
You're going to Jordan. You're leaving when?
June 11th.
And coming back on?
Overnight on the 22nd.
All right. And we've already talked about it. You're going to come back here and tell us about the trip when you get back.
We'd be happy to.
I hope you have a safe, productive journey.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And that website again is?
GlobalFirstResponder.com.
Okay. Thank you, guys. And stay safe.
Thank you, all right.
Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, we've got the Columbia Art League on. Have yourself a nice morning. See you then. Bye-bye.